Just east of New Orleans is rural St. Bernard Parish. It was almost totally flooded. In the small town of Chalmette, hundreds and hundreds of refugees are huddled on a pier waiting to get to safety, as NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Much of Representative Charlie Melanson's 3rd Congressional District now lies underwater. Many of his constituents live in small towns that were flooded Monday when some of New Orleans' levees gave way. Melanson says some of his constituents are waiting for rescue at the Chalmette Slip, a boat dock in one of the few dry areas left since Hurricane Katrina. He went out there Thursday after hearing of deteriorating conditions there. He said a ferry was supposed to take the evacuees to safety, and it sits idle because there's no captain. And meanwhile, stocks of food and drinking water are running low.
The only thing those people on that dock have is hope. They're there with dead bodies, not the ones they've dragged out of the street. Dead bodies of people that have died since they've been there waiting to be evacuated. One man had a bag in his hand, and I heard somebody say, "Is that your lunch?" And he says, "No, that's all I own."
There are stories like this throughout New Orleans of people who are stranded, wondering when someone will come. But on Chalmette Slip, 1,500 people have been waiting for 3 days now. And Melanson says while they've been waiting, more than 100 have succumbed to the difficult conditions.
Dehydration, exhaustion. Some of them may have had heart attacks. We don't have any coroner's reports. They're just dead.
Yesterday, Melanson says a barge showed up and ferried some 300 people a few miles across the river to Algiers Landing, depositing them on a levee where buses were supposed to pick them up and take them to safety. But many, he says, are still waiting.
Some of them have been sitting on that levee for a while. There were like 150 people, I'm told, that were on the levee that had been there, I think, overnight. Whether they're still waiting Algiers Landing, I don't know.
Charlie Melanson says St. Bernard Parish officials gave him a list of things the people on the slip need while they wait for their turn for rescue. He's a soft-spoken man who showed up at the command center in Baton Rouge yesterday to talk to those in charge of relief efforts. He says he's not leaving today until he gets the people waiting in Chalmette everything that's on that list. Greg Allen, NPR News, Baton Rouge.